Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was with Sarah Mowry, who was shocked to find out, as was I, that I didn't know, but I was shocked to find out that I didn't know, that Stevie Nicks is in Fleetwood Mac.
Well, I don't know that she still is, but she was, for sure.
And as of last year.
Okay, all right, so she still is.
And Lindsay somebody, who's
Buckingham.
Who's in the band.
Yes.
They were married, and she got him kicked out of the band last year.
Oh.
Since 1967, these people have been in a band together.
Right.
But last year,
she's
Stevie Nicks is like, no, it's not, either him or me.
Not that guy.
It's either him or me at that point. Oh my gosh, it made me laugh. It made her shocked. And
I'll tell you this, when I was growing up, and I was looking at the names of the band members.
Yes.
I didn't know that Lindsay wasn't the other female.
Right. Right. That I said, is Lindsay a man? And she said yes. And then Christine and Tom.
Guitarist.
A guitarist and
singer,
and,
course,
and pianist.
Sing.
She plays the piano and writes all the more cheerful love songs. Or the
yes.
And then Stevie Nicks writes all the sort of sad sack love songs.
Correct.
And Lindsay writes all the weird love songs. And then the other two, Tom.
And
no,
Mick.
Tom is the other one, I think. Oh wait, Tom and the other drummer, John.
Mick Fleetwood.
Right, but I thought his name was. It could be anything. All I know is that Christine wrote a song after they broke up with her and Tom. I think broke up.
Okay,
she writes a song. You Make Love and Fun, about the guy that she had the affair with.
Oh.
And it was one of their lighting guys. And he had to play on it, Tom.
Ugh.
In the 11th hour, because she was like, I love Stevie, I love Christine. As we went through this hour, I was like, I'm kind of sympathetic to Tom or John and Tom and Lindsay at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Because both of them... just plug it along. And especially the bass guy, who was just never got to write anything and was just sort of a solid guy.
Bass player.
But they were all drunky drunk and all drugged up. All drugged up on coke and whatever.
Oh, yeah. For the 60s and early 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of cocaine going on.
They were out of their minds, I guess. And
remember,
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks was super young, too.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Was she extra young?
Yeah. Like, she was like 5 years younger or more than I think any of the others.
Well, the sympathy for John wanes. or Lindsay, I guess. It would be Lindsay. Though she also had an affair with a guy from the Eagles.
Okay.
Don
Henley?
Don Henley. And got pregnant and aborted the baby.
Oh.
She let me tell you something about Sarah Mowry. She's done some research.
She's done some research.
But she hasn't done
personal
some,
lives.
She hasn't. She's just gone down a rabbit hole of Fleetwood Mac. She's got to be 31 years old, if that.
Okay.
And she is on board with the Fleetwood Mac.
All
her
right.
boyfriend, she said that she only listens to the five albums in the middle. And her boyfriend, Sarah Mowry's
boyfriend.
So which
ones are they?
They are Tusk.
Yep.
Rumors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rumors was the one that had all the big hits on it.
Right. So it was Rumors. It was, and that one, there's, I know that Tusk and Rumors were two of them, and then she named three others, and I can't remember. And then she made this playlist for me of That's All Right, Landslide, which it turns out I have heard.
Yes.
Sarah.
Yes.
Dreams. And then, those are all by Stevie Nicks. Say You Love Me and Everywhere. And You Make Love and Fun are all by Christine. And then Tusk is by Lindsay.
Yep.
And so she mostly likes the songs written by the two women in the group.
Tusk is a very strange song.
Is it?
Yeah.
That she said that that whole album is weird because it was right after Rumors. And Lindsay was the lead producer on it. And he might have been going mad. Because there was a lot of just sort of banging.
Cocaine and sex, and sex and cocaine,
and then breaking up, and realizing that you aren't
realigning with the other people in the
group.
Crew.
It's a terrible.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, so I've been listening to a little Fleetwood Mac today.
That's not the worst thing in the world.
No, I don't mind it. Anyway, it was a great episode.